Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
As we continue to look beyond the headlines of the atrocities and battle taking place in Israel and Palestine, there are communities all over the world that are feeling the impact of the Hamas horrific attack on Israel. Of course, there's a lot of mourning, the immense and tragic loss, the brutality of what we've seen with women and children. And we want to, again, go beyond the headlines of what is this, what's the geopolitics of it all, what does it mean in those spaces, because we really want to focus on the humanity, the dignity. And so we turn to our good friend Rabbi Joe Charnas, joins us from California today. And Rabbi Joe, thank you for jumping on with us. And I want you to give us just a different perspective. Give us a theological perspective in terms of how we should be thinking about what we're watching unfold in front of us in real time.
Thank you, Boyd. And thank you also for moving beyond, not overlooking, but in addition to the political dimension, for looking beyond simply politics, because there's much more to life than politics. And as you know, I generally stay away from politics. And even today, I really do hope to stay above the fray, because as hard as it is sometimes, Boyd, I do believe in people. I don't believe in parties. I believe in humans and not in isms. And the reason I believe in humans or in human beings is because as humans, we have humanity in spite of the human history of inhumanity. And we certainly can and do divorce ourselves from that humanity or from that divinity, if you have an outlook that involves the sacred. We do divorce ourselves from that divine spark, but we are all still children of the One. And as far as a theological, if we're looking for a theological response here, my answer is I don't know. And I don't generally look to God for why, because I call out why. I mean, we have deep prayers in the Jewish tradition where we speak out and call out to God, Anna, why? But I don't necessarily use that as a justification for my outlook on what happens in the world. I don't look to God for why. I look to God for comfort when events like this happen. I won't reduce God to a why, because I simply think God is above and beyond all questions and answers ultimately. So that's where I begin. I begin with, I don't know, but I also know that there's still, in spite of this, there is deep hope potentially available to all of us. In the book of Genesis, in chapter 41, it speaks of when Joseph gives the names, or when his two sons are named in Hebrew, it's Manasseh and Ephraim. I think you say Manasseh and Ephraim in English. This verse is what came to me this morning when I was thinking about how, not why, but how can we go through suffering and come out? Not if we go through suffering, but how can we go through suffering and come out broken, but still come out? Because the rabbis also teach that if you want to make it through life, you have to have a heart that can endure suffering. So the question is how, and how can I come out at least somewhat productive and somewhat whole. And this name Ephraim or Ephraim in English, when in the Bible, when it speaks of, and the name of the second child or son, he called Ephraim, Ephraim, it gives the meaning in there. It gives a statement. It says in the Hebrew, Kihifrani Elohim be'eretz onyi. Why did they call him Ephraim? Why is Joseph saying, this is the name of my son? Joseph, we know, suffers. And in the Bible, he names his son for his path in life, for Joseph's path and for all of our paths in life. Because the name Ephraim means, according to the biblical text, it says, God has made me fruitful or productive or able to bear fruit in the land of my suffering. We are suffering right now. And the question is not why, God, but how can we come through this and still be fruitful and bear fruit and still have hearts that aren't filled with hate? There needs to be justice, absolutely. But there has to be a heart filled with hope that this is not our end. And the sorrow that we are experiencing, we can still have hope. And there is still some fruit that can be born. That's the only focus I can have right now. And I wish, my only prayer in the end is, and I can't pray for other people, I'm speaking for me, my prayer, at a Jewish service last night, a synagogue service where I was asked to speak, one of the songs that we were singing last night, and this is a common song or theme that is sung across many, many synagogues in the world. And it's a song for peace. But what's so beautiful and what tells you about the heart and soul of the Jewish approach to this conflict is it's not just shalom that we sing, which means peace. We say shalom, shalom. We also say salam. We are singing in spite of this shalom, salam. We still seek peace. With our Arab brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters, with all our brothers and sisters who want peace. And my prayer is that my Muslim and brothers and sisters one day will sing shalom to us, those who have the hatred. My hope is that somehow that spark that unites us all, of our humanity or of our divinity, will somehow, some way, begin to sing forth from their hearts, and we will, in the end, walk together in peace. I don't know how. I really don't. But that's my hope, and I can't lose that hope.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Rabbi Joe Charnas joining us from California today. Rabbi Joe, thank you for your insight and wisdom there, and that is the beginning of it, even in our sorrow and suffering, to maintain that hope. That we can go past the contempt, that we can go past the indifference, that we can get to the dignity, because that is the cause for hope. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to step aside for one last break. When we come back, some final thoughts as we round out our in-depth coverage on what is happening in Israel and Palestine and what it means to all of us right here at home and all around the world. We'll be right back.